This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. World Water Day is being observed today. The day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates the sustainable management of water resources. The global event aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. The theme of World Water Day this year is glacier preservation, emphasizing the critical role of glaciers in maintaining global fresh water supplies and the urgent need for conservation measures in the face of climate change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations. Bihar is celebrating its 113th Foundation Day today. The state of Bihar was carved out from Bengal Presidency during British rule on 22nd of March in 1912. This day is celebrated as Bihar Diwas. The theme of this year's event is Unnat Bihar, Viksit Bihar, to highlight the state's progress and future potential. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the people of the state on Bihar Day today. In a social media post, the president praised Bihar as a land of knowledge and development since ancient times. She expressed hope that the people of Bihar will continue to contribute to the creation of a developed Bihar and a prosperous India through their talent, determination, and hard work. The Prime Minister described Bihar as a sacred land of heroes and great personalities. He said that the state, which has made Indian history proud, is passing through an important phase of its development journey today. Mr. Modi emphasized that the hard-working and talented people of Bihar play a crucial role in this progress. He assured that no stone would be left unturned in ensuring the all-round development of Bihar, a state that has been a center of India's culture and tradition. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted searches at the several locations in Delhi and Noida in connection with allegations of irregularities in the allotment, development, and sanctioning of Noida Sports City project. According to sources, the CBI has registered 3 cases against various companies, their directors, and unknown public servants on the directions of the Allahabad High Court. During the searches, the agency recovered incriminating documents, digital evidence, and other materials. The cases pertain to allegations of irregularities in the allotment, development, and sanctioning of Sports City project between 2011 and 2014. It was alleged that the Sports City project was aimed to develop world-class sports facility with residential and commercial areas in the sector 78, 79, and 150 of Noida. However, after the allotment of these projects, the related conditions were allegedly breached multiple times by the allottees, reportedly in connivance with Noida authority officials. A massive fire broke out at the factory of Shubhada Polymers Company in Shivrani MIDC in Navi Mumbai's Nehru. The blaze erupted in the late night hours at around 11 p.m. last night. A total of 10 fire tenders were rushed to the spot immediately after the blaze was reported. The 18th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is set to kick off today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. In the inaugural match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the iconic Eden Gardens Stadium in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In Swiss Open Badminton, Indian shuttlers Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will be up against the top-seeded Chinese pair of Sheng Shu Liu and Tan Ning in women's doubles semifinals at Basel, Switzerland this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 5:10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.